Christ's kingdom is not about position and power. I'm probably not saying anything new to many of you, but I hope just emphasizing this again will refresh in your minds the significance of these truths. The kingdom of God is not about position and power. Isn't this an incredible question that's being asked here in verse 1? Say, Jesus, who's the greatest? It's kind of like the elders meeting. Get together and you look among yourselves and which one of us is the greatest? Or the deacons? Or the church? Or here this week? Who's the greatest? Who stands out among us? These fellows actually asked that question of Jesus. And we need to get this into the fabric of our souls. The Christ's kingdom is not about that. That question just should not even come into our minds. Who is the greatest? There's some names that could be mentioned right now of men who seem to be some of the great ones in the kingdom who have just in recent, I think even in this last year, fallen, that are no longer in the ministry, no longer viewed as the great preachers that they had been viewed by so many. One of the great ones among us. That is such a dangerous way to think. Christ's kingdom is not about that. Who among us is the greatest is not the question to be asked by the people of God, by those who enter the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes we are more concerned about protecting our image than we are about exalting Christ. Sometimes we're more concerned about protecting our position. I realize there may be a fine line here at times. But even as an elder in the church, if my attitude towards someone is, don't you know who I am? Seems like I've crossed a line there. Now, should they know who I am? I mean, the Scriptures teach there is an order. We can't ignore that. But that attitude should not fill the heart of one who is a servant in the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes we're concerned about protecting our position or promoting our agenda. We're more concerned about that than we are about being the servant to God's people that He's called us to be. And maybe I'm thinking more about the leaders in the church as I'm talking here, but this applies to all of us. Are you aspiring to be a leader in the church? Now, the Bible does say if you desire the office of a bishop, you desire good things. So there is something to be said for that desire. But I think there's a difference between desiring and aspiring. I'm always a little uncomfortable with that zealous soul that's always pushing himself forward. Pick me, pick me, pick me. I want to be one of the great ones. Who's the greatest in the kingdom? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Did I hear Jesus? The King. Christ is the great. Can you imagine Jesus? He is in the midst of us, but in a visible form, standing here, and we're out there. I got a question. Yes, son, what's the question? I'd like to know who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And the King is standing there. Of course, Jesus takes this opportunity to teach some significant lessons. He doesn't kick them to the curb, but He is very direct with them, very pointed with them. There is no room for competing egos in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, listen, even as I say that, I have to say I'm preaching to myself. There's just simply no room for competing egos in the kingdom of heaven. We must function orderly, as I've said, but all within the framework of our gifts to the exaltation of our King. That's the goal. So Christ's kingdom is not about position and power. Secondly,
this excerpt was taken from part 3 of Kyle's series on Christian unity.